The recent Vanity Fair cover featuring Caitlyn Jenner has helped fuel a national conversation about gender identity and the treatment of transgender people. But the conversation is hardly limited to celebrity circles. What happens when the person questioning their gender is 9 years old? Q Daly is a third grader in Brooklyn. He was born a girl and now identifies as a boy. In the first of two stories, WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports on how Q and the grown-ups in his life are navigating the transition together.
Ready, set, go!
This is Q Daly.
Go!
And his little brother Noah, leaping from opposite sides of a sandbox to high five in the air.
We did it!
Oh!
They splay out in the sand, wrestle, and maneuver into headstands.
I can do that, Q. I can do that.
To Q, who was born a girl, living as a 9-year-old boy is liberating. It's everything.
It feels like, instead of a dead flower, a growing flower.
Q's given name is Quanaya. He decided to go by Q at the beginning of this school year, the third grade. It's his first full school year identifying as a boy, preferring to be called he. His school and family follow his preferences, so for this story, we do too. Socially, the transition's gone well for Q.
Everybody in first grade was my friend, everybody in second grade was my friend, and everybody in third grade was my friend because I'm really nice.
Q's parents say he began questioning gender, going back to age 3.5, 4, starting with the clothes.
I didn't like the dresses or the pink shirts or the light blue with the guitar or the sparkly stuff.
Even jeans with a little patch of embroidery were an issue. Q's mom, Francisca, was fascinated by her kid questioning gender stereotypes. It became the topic of a lot of family conversations. She spoke to me about it while driving to work one morning.
For instance, the color thing, like purple and blue and that. I was like, colors are for everybody, yeah? It's like colors are colors.
Q would say, I want to be a brave, strong princess. Francisca would show him videos of women rock climbing to show what girls can do. And there were no family expectations that girls should behave or play a certain way. But Q kept questioning.
Why do I have to be uncomfortable with my clothes, yeah? I don't want those things for myself.
So Francisca borrowed some boy clothes from a friend. And at the end of first grade, Q's dad, Avery, cut his hair short.
It was a new person. A whole light came out.
Q transitioned from identifying as a girl to a boy during his second grade year. It happened gradually, or more off and on.
I changed, and then I changed back and changed.
Some days he wore skirts and identified as a girl.
Changed back.
Other days, experimenting as a boy felt good.
We'd go out to parties, and Q would be like, you know, tell them my name is Marco.
Right. Yeah.
And it was believable because Q looked like a boy.
Avery's with his partner, Kaya, sitting on a park bench while Q and Noah play behind them. You can see sand flying. Avery says for him, it wasn't easy in the beginning. This was his little girl. And what were people going to say?
I just thought that people would look at me funny or like, something with Q's parents. Why are they letting Q do all this, you know? But I saw that Q had a lot of confidence in what he wanted. So I gave up questioning and fighting and just accepted it.
Acceptance came more quickly for Q's mom, Francisca. She threw herself into being supportive. She called him he and researched playgroups for transgender children.
What is more liberating or what makes you stronger and make you live a better life than be yourself?
But even though support and encouragement came to her as a natural response, it didn't mean everything was easy.
I just want to ask, for you as a mom, is it hard? Do you miss Q as a girl?
I miss his name. I'm gonna cry. Because I put a lot of thought into it.
You guys want to take the basketball with you, or?
Q and Noah get home from school. They attend the same elementary school in Brooklyn. They're making a pit stop at home with Avery before heading out for ice cream and some time at the park.
Where's the cone?
Q uses his shadow against the wall as a guide to comb his hair. He's just cut it again. It's short, only a couple of inches. He drags the comb through his curls until his hair is perfectly even. He says he wants it to look like Noah's. Q says it took Noah almost a year to say he instead of she. Now, Noah sees Q as his brother. They walk side by side, wearing matching plaid shorts and fedoras.
All right, we got the light, guys.
Okay. Avery's caught on to Q and Noah's sense of style, because today, they're dressed like dad.
I didn't see that before, but now I'm like, okay, you know, I'm so accepting. I have two boys, you know, and they want to be like me. So I have no choice but to be loving to them.
Hugh says it feels like 55 years ago that he was a girl. I asked what goes through his head now when he hears the name Quanaya.
I think of crying because that tells me that they don't believe that I'm a boy.
He believes he's a boy who will become a man. There are very limited numbers tracking transgender children, but some researchers estimate about 1/3 of transgender kids grow up to be transgender adults.
He definitely identifies as a boy now. Who knows? What is he going to identify as, like, later?
Q's parents are supportive of however this plays out, and they're bracing themselves for a different conversation ahead, with adolescence just around the bend.
Yay! We're getting ice cream! Daddy!
For now, they're grateful for childhood, and that at age 9, Q has a little bit of time before his body begins to change, but not much. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.
Tomorrow you'll hear how Q's teachers and principals are responding, followed on Wednesday by an expert's take on transgender children. For more on this topic, go to our website, wnyc.org.